The Comic Source presents the Top Cow Chronology Project.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining me for part three of the coverage of Free Comic Day 2015. This episode is going to cover Samurai Comics, their Acme comic convention, little mini comic convention they had in their store on Free Comic Book Day. I have a couple interviews to play, one with a family, a younger generation of comic fans showing their love for the medium, and then kind of an in-depth retailer perspective on Free Comic Book Day and the summer events for both Marvel and DC. So I'm going to go ahead and play those interviews for you now, and then I'll just give some general thoughts about Samurai Comics event and then Free Comic Book Day overall.
Okay, this is Jace from The Comic Source. I'm here at Samurai Comics in Mesa, and I'm here with this wonderful-looking family enjoying Free Comic Book Day. I'm going to go around, and you guys can just introduce yourselves really fast.
Hi, I'm Jean.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth.
Hi, I'm Deborah.
Hi, I'm Michael.
Hi, I'm Ruth.
Okay, and who was the impetus? Who got you guys interested in comics to start with?
Everybody here in this group has really been interested in comic books. These two right here, the older ones, they do a lot of drawing on their own and kind of create their own comic book characters. It's also very creative young ladies. And I've always loved comic books since I was a little kid, so I decided to gather up the family and bring them out today.
Cool. So what got you interested in drawing?
Well, I've kind of always been really good at drawing, and what really interested me in drawing was my own imagination, basically. Imagining everything that I could draw.
So you like creating your own characters rather than drawing other people's characters?
Right, exactly.
What do you prefer as far as role models that you look up to in comics? Who do you think are some of the great iconic women characters?
Well, I actually kind of model the characters after myself more than anybody else. I think I actually get a lot of inspiration from real life anyways, better that way. So, yeah, because I don't know other people's lives, you know.
Wow, she's wise beyond her years. Smarter than I am. How about you? What got you interested in drawing?
Probably my parents, you know, that always, like, loved comics and, you know, they like drawing. So that always inspired me to draw, and my sister also. So, and that helped me to be creative by learning off of them. And then I got inspired to do my own stuff. So it's cool.
So do you girls read comics for the actual stories, or are you more looking at it from an artist's point of view?
Probably both.
Definitely both. Yeah.
Are there any artists that you really aspire to that you think are just really great?
I like Frank Miller's kind of like, I like his like form of storytelling. I really like
that. Yeah. How about you?
I don't really have one.
No?
But I like all of them, yeah.
Okay. Let's get a male perspective here. So who's your favorite superhero?
My favorite superhero is Batman.
Batman? What do you like about Batman? He has a lot of cool toys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he does all these tricks, and he's a ninja, and he doesn't have powers, but he could beat a lot of bad guys up.
Yeah, you could be Batman. All you need is $1 billion, because he doesn't have powers either. How about you, sweetheart? Who's your favorite hero?
More like me, Batman, because he always comes out.
Yeah, you know, I have a 3-year-old daughter, and she loves Batgirl, because Batgirl's just as cool as Batman, but she's actually smarter than he is. She has a photographic memory. She remembers everything she ever sees or reads. So that's something to think about.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks for taking some time. Enjoy your Free Comic Book Day. I've been collecting comics for over 35 years. It's really cool to see the younger generation enjoying comics, too. So thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, this is Jace from The Comic Source. I'm here at Samurai Comics in Mesa, Arizona. You guys are putting on a little mini show in the store. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's what we've been doing the last 3 or 4 years for Free Comic Book Day, where Ryan Cody organizes with us for the Acme Con and has a bunch of local and some not-so-local creators signing and doing sketches and selling their stuff.
Cool. Yeah. And I should ask you to introduce yourself.
Oh, sorry. Justin, I'm the store manager of the Mesa location.
Okay. And has this been your biggest turnout so far? You said you've been doing it 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah. Last year felt more crowded. I can't tell if it's smaller or, but I feel like we're way more organized this year, so it might just be streamlined and makes it feel a little less crammed in here. So it's hard to tell.
Cool. And I noticed a lot of families. That's got to be, you know, really encouraging as far as a longtime comic reader myself, and probably you too, seeing the younger generation come in. But also, I mean, you guys are a business, and it's nice to get those young readers in that are going to grow up reading comics, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an event that they seem to aim towards children. Most of the books tend to be children's books, and we definitely try to cater to that, especially this event. We try to do it all the time. I don't think this store in particular always has a ton of kids, so it is nice for this one to maybe get those people in and get people starting. I have a 2-year-old, so it's something like, you know, I've been showing him since he was a baby, and it's fun for me to do it, so I'd like to see all the other kids doing it, for sure.
Cool, and so Samurai's a chain right here in the Phoenix area? There's
we're one of three.
Three stores?
Yeah, we're the newest. The Phoenix store is the main one, and they just moved the Avondale location to Dysart and opened today for the first day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Is it locally owned, too?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a married couple. They've owned it the whole time. They're in the valley, yeah.
Oh, cool. So, other than Black Friday, is this your biggest day as far as sales go?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. This and Black Friday. Probably this overall, just because you're getting maybe not traditional comic book readers in the store, because it's such a mainstream thing now. Black Friday is a lot of regulars or people we see most of the time anyways, just taking advantage of the sale, which isn't bad, but this is more like general public.
Okay, and what would you say would be the hottest books, hottest free comic day books? What did you run out of quickly?
We actually doubled up from the last year. I don't think anything's gone that's the big ones. The Secret Wars for Marvel and all new, all different Avengers for Marvel, and then the Divergence from DC is most of what people are looking for. Maybe slightly out of the norm, the Dark Horse book for Fight Club 2.
Fight Club, right.
Fight Club 2 has a lot of attention, yeah.
Now, you guys are right in there with everybody else. Secret Wars, Fight Club 2, people run out of. Actually, I've heard a lot of buzz about the Aspen book, too.
Yeah, I mean, we got a good amount of that. I think we ran out of that pretty early, but that was still probably one of the books we got some of the less of.
Right.
But I mean, most of the stuff every free comic book day that's hot is what you expect to be.
Right.
Marvel and DC, you know, they put big events around it with, you know, Age of Ultron just coming out and stuff. So, you know, it's got a lot more general attention on it.
Okay, let me ask you this. Branching out beyond free comic book day, does your store lean more toward one publisher than another? Some of the retailers I've talked to, their stores are heavily DC or heavily Marvel. I mean, really one-sided. Do you find that to be the case here, or is it more?
Yeah, I think we probably move more DC stuff, not by any, like, real choice. That seems to be where a lot of people are. The New 52 still not so new. Still is an easy place for people that are lapsed or have never been. I think after Secret Wars with Marvel, there might be kind of a similar thing for Marvel, where there's more people getting another chance to come back to it. I'm personally more on the Marvel side, but it seems to be a mass. Our trades and just our sub-customers tend to be more on the DC side.
Has it been a challenge to order this summer with not necessarily knowing for sure what's going to be coming out of Secret Wars with Marvel?
Yeah, I don't do all the orders. I sometimes help with some of them. I had to do the first week of Divergence myself. Yeah, it's hard because, you know, Convergence is reaching back into old stuff, and I mean, so is Secret Wars. So it's kind of conversations that we all have and kind of throw in our 2 cents. And, you know, that first 2 or 3 issues is where all the growing pains are.
Right.
Like, oh, we got way too many, or we didn't get enough, and adjusting for it. I think we've done pretty good. I feel like the numbers that myself and then the owner have discussed for at least Convergence is pretty on point. We're not, like, stuck with a ton.
Well, that's good.
We still have enough here and there. But yeah, I don't envy him having to do most of the ordering for that and Secret Wars at the same time.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of retailers, and that's what they've told me. It's like, man, both of them at the same time, not knowing, because, like you said, you don't really know until issue 4 almost comes out, what your numbers are going to be.
Exactly.
And for the Convergent stuff, I mean, it's only 2 issues.
Right, 2 issues, which is brutal, and then Secret Wars is even maybe more books than Convergence combined, so it's a lot of things to guess.
But how long is it going to last? I mean, that's the thing.
Right, yeah, exactly. The Convergence, I feel more is like, it's not going to have a ton of people looking for it later,
right,
in later years, so my thing has been like, let's just try to dial it in, because
right,
I don't think 3 years from now anybody's going to be looking for it. So, and that seems to be kind of what we've done, and I think it's working out really well. Yeah.
Have both events seemed to generate quite a bit of interest? A lot of people coming in and asking?
Yeah, the Convergence probably turned a lot of people away. I've had a lot of people, I can tell, just be like, well, I'll be back in 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, other than like Batman 40. Secret Wars has had a lot of people talking, but I mean, the first one doesn't come out until this Wednesday. People always complain about the Marvel events and get frustrated, but everybody still hits them. So, I don't know. It's the last couple have been pretty good. Age of Ultron was kind of rough. The last several I've liked. I'm hopeful for this. You know, and they try to make it seem like it's going to be a reboot. Maybe, maybe not. They seem to like to be playing with the language they're using. So,
yeah, it's all labels, but at the end of the day, if it is something like a New 52 relaunch, let's call it, we saw what that did for DC.
Yeah.
Marvel seems to be more in the mainstream with their success in their movies. So that's got to be exciting for retailers to think they could have something like the sales-driven New 52, but on the Marvel side of things.
I don't think it's going to be as drastic. I don't think they're going to rewrite total history or anything. I think they'll adjust kind of. What I've been talking to people about is like the brand new day arc with Spider-Man, where, you know, she made the deal with Mephisto and then everything was just different, but nobody said anything.
Right.
I kind of feel like that's how it's going to be after this. Like, you know, I'm sure Miles Morales is going to be pulled into the normal continuity. I don't think people are going to be like, who's this new kid? It's just going to be like, he was always there.
But you think it's going to be all number ones across the line?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
So that'll pull people in.
That'll pull people in. I mean, I just want 2 or 3 books really out of it. Some of my favorite characters to get a thing, ones that I know will, because they have movies coming or stuff. So as long as I get those 2 or 3 things, I'll be happy. But yeah, it'll definitely probably bring people in, which is not a bad thing at all.
Right. Cool. Well, thanks for your time, Justin. Yeah. It's great to get a retailer perspective.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay. Once again, I want to thank Justin for taking some time. And let me talk a little bit about the Acme Mini Expo they had there. That Acme stands for Arizona Comic Mini Expo. It was really cool. They had quite a bit of room in the store. They kind of cleared out the center area. And they had kind of a circle of tables. A lot of artists doing sketches on blank covers, selling prints. Not too many creators I was familiar with other than Merritt Michaels and Tone Rodriguez. So I said hi to the two of them. And there really seemed to be a lot of interest. The store is a good sized store. It wasn't crowded, but there was definitely, you know, a lot of people in there. Interacting with the artists, getting sketches done, picking up the free books. One thing Samurai Comics did I thought was really cool is you'd go to the back where they had the free comics and you could get 3, as many other stores do. Limit the number you can get, which is fine. You know, you want to make sure there's books available for everyone. But if you showed a student ID or a military ID or a library card, or you brought in a can of food, they were having a food drive, you could get an extra book. So I thought that was really cool. So as I said, there was a lot of artists there, a lot of creators, and a lot of fans. A good store, and it's great to see a store take advantage of the traffic of Free Comic Book Day and put on an event like that, a little mini convention. Very knowledgeable staff, very helpful. All in all, I would say a very good event. Just some thoughts on Free Comic Book Day overall. Here in the Phoenix area, it seemed to be awfully successful for the stores I went to. Besides the 3 stores where I did interviews and had a little more in-depth coverage, I also stopped by a couple of other stores, kind of on the smaller side. There was one store called Dr. Fantasy's Comics and Toys. And like I said, they're sort of a newer store. About half the store is comics and the other half of the store is action figures and toys. They don't really have any back issues. They focus mainly on the current issues. They had a table set up in the back. There were some people from Phoenix Comic-Con raffling off some passes. The artist Tom Hodges was there doing sketches. And it was an okay store. When I stopped in, there wasn't a ton of people there. I talked to one of the girls that works there, Nicole, and she was very helpful and answered all my questions. She said they'd been there a few years and that they had a pretty good amount of people in early in the morning at 10, even though they opened up an hour early at 9. I guess not a lot of people knew they were opening ahead of time. So kind of out a ways from the center of Phoenix, and so maybe that had a little to do with why they had less of a turnout. But they still seem to be doing relatively well. There were plenty of people in the store picking up the free comics and asking questions and just browsing, so it was good to see. Also, the last store I stopped at is in Tempe near Arizona State University, and that's Ash Avenue Books and Comics. It's a smaller store as well, and Drew, the guy who owns it, is, again, super friendly, very knowledgeable. It's a pretty good store. He has a good selection of back issues, a good selection of action figures. He has a huge amount of dollar comics and a lot of the current stuff. By the time I got there around 3, things were kind of winding down. There were still a few people in the store picking up the free books and browsing around on the racks. Drew said that he pretty much got 2 waves where he was just slammed. And so he was very happy with the turnout. And again, just another store that seemed to do extremely well at Free Comic Book Day. So it's good to see. You know, Drew said that they had a lot of kids in there, a lot of younger people. When I was in there, there was a father with his 2 sons, and it seemed like one son more than the other kind of knew, was kind of a comic reader, and the other son was just kind of starting out, but they were buying books, they were buying long boxes to store their books, they were asking questions, so it was just good to see, you know, a father taking interest in his son's interests of comic books, and it just seemed like they were regular comic readers right at the start of their journey. So that's just really cool to me to know that they're going to have an exciting journey ahead of them discovering the world of comics. Overall, I feel like, as I said, Free Comic Book Day in Phoenix seemed to be a pretty big success. I've read a few things online today, Sunday, kind of the day after, about some people that had some bad experiences, whether that be kids in there for the first time buying comics and discovering comics, and kind of the, oh, let's say, an elitist attitude by some of the regular comic readers for having to put up with these new people who don't really know things, or they're taking extra time, making the lines long, and crowding the shop. And I just want to remind anyone who is thinking along those lines that at one point we were all new readers. At one point we were all discovering comics. And if you want to keep reading comics and seeing comics be successful, you have to completely flip around that attitude and be aware that everybody starts somewhere. You can't feel like, okay, this is my thing, I like comics, I'm better than you because I've liked comics for a long time. If that were the case, we wouldn't have any new comics because we wouldn't have any new readers coming in, and we certainly wouldn't have the mass explosion throughout pop culture of comic book movies and TV and cartoons and action figures and what have you in the mainstream if it wasn't for all these non-comic readers paying attention and spending their hard-earned money on these properties. So I have little patience for that sort of attitude, for that sort of just elite thinking. You're no better than anyone else just because you have a vast knowledge of comics. You know, everybody has their passion, and if your passion is comics, I think that's great, and you should be ready, willing, and able to share that passion with this new generation, not turn your nose up at them because they don't know as much as you. As I said, we were all there at one point, didn't know much about comics. And, you know, there were the generation that came before us that loved comics. You know, if they snubbed us, we may have turned our backs on comics, and then where would we be? So, as I said, I have little patience for that kind of thing, and it saddens me to hear that that kind of thing goes on. Additionally, one more thing I'll mention that's kind of in the negative is that I read online that some stores spent quite a bit of money on Free Comic Book Day, and weren't able to even break even. And that really saddens me. What maybe a lot of people don't know is that the free comic books aren't free for the shops. They have to pay for those. The shops buy the books and then they give them away for free. That certainly isn't the business model of capitalism at work. I mean, it's fine if the people that are coming in to pick up the free comics are buying other things, but if you go into a shop for free comic book day and you just pick up the free books and you don't at least buy one or two regular books and help contribute to keep the doors of that shop open, I think you're doing a disservice to that shop. You're taking advantage, you're being a leech, and I don't think that's okay. Every shop that I went to, I made sure to spend a little bit of money. You know, they're there, they're a business. Most of the time, I'd say a good 95 to 99% of the time, a person that owns a comic shop because they love comics. They didn't necessarily get into it to make money, but at the end of the day, it is a business and it does need to make money in order to keep the doors open. I certainly don't think anybody ever thought, well, I want to be a millionaire. How can I do it? I'll open a comic shop. It just doesn't happen. So be respectful when you go into a shop. You know, spend a little money. Here they are providing you with something for free that you don't have to pay for. Oftentimes they're paying money out of their pockets to bring in artists or creators. And even if they're not paying them outright, oftentimes they'll provide them with food or drinks, you know, things like that. So it's a really large expense for comic book shops on free comic book day. So please, if you go into a shop and you're willing to show up there to get the free books, just spend a couple dollars. If everybody that walks through the door on free comic book day spends a few dollars, the shop will at least be able to break even and keep their doors open. I know a lot of the shops in the Phoenix area did quite well, but as I said, I read online about some shops that were really disappointed after spending, you know, quite a bit of money to put on this event, and, you know, they couldn't even break even, and that's just sad. Additionally, I would say if you're going to a shop for free comic book day to pick up free books, a lot of places limit the number of books that you can get, and I think that's okay. If you go to a shop that doesn't limit, don't be a pig and take a copy of everything. Take what you think you'll read and enjoy. It's fine to pick up something that you haven't read before to try something new. That's kind of the point of free comic book day, to get books into the hands of people who haven't read them before, whether that's brand new readers to the entire realm of comics, or if it's getting some independence into the hands of a Marvel or DC reader, you know, what have you. But if you don't think you're going to read something, then don't pick it up. Leave it there for the next person that might come along and might be interested in that. There's no reason to just take it because it's free. And then, you know, it ends up in the trash or scattered around the parking lot of the very same comic shop you just picked it up from. It's not okay. You know, it's common sense. It's having respect for someone who's going out of their way to do something for you. And, you know, it's karma. It's sending out, you know, the right kind of message. You know, in the past, it's always been, wow, look at those comic nerds. You know, they're socially awkward and they don't know how to act. And, you know, there's all those stereotypes that us longtime comic book readers have heard and have had to put up with and have been prejudged by. When you do those kind of things, when you disrespect other people who are just learning about comics or just trying to get interested in comics, when you disrespect the shops by not spending any money or by taking way more than your fair share of the books or by just trashing the store or trashing the parking lot when you leave, when you do those things, you're just reinforcing those stereotypes, and at the end of the day, it hurts other comic fans who don't act that way, and it hurts the industry overall. So I'm going to get down off my soapbox now. As I said, for me, Free Comic Book Day was great. I didn't really pick up too many books myself. For me, it was more about talking to tons of people and meeting this new generation of fans. It has me really excited for the future. Has me very excited for the Phoenix Comic Con coming up at the end of the month. I had a lot of people tell me they were going to be attending, So I can't wait to cover that for you guys and talk to more new comic readers that just have this excitement. They get this look in their eye. And I remember so fondly when I first started reading how excited I was. And I still do get excited over certain books, but it's not the wide-eyed wonder of these 7 to 10-year-old kids. It just really warms my heart. So thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the Comic Source coverage of Free Comic Book Day 2015. The next episode, we'll get back to the Top Cow chronology proper, and we'll talk to you next time.